All is Calm, The Christmas Truce of 1914 by Peter Rothstein, with musical arrangements by Eric Lichty and Timothy Takash, is based on a true story that took place during the first winter of World War I. Next week, Minneapolis-based Theater La Teda brings All is Calm to the Triad. They'll be joined in performance by the internationally acclaimed men's vocal ensemble Cantus, with patriotic tunes, trench songs, medieval Scottish ballads, and holiday carols from England, Wales, France, and Germany. Music played a formative role in establishing the famous Truce of 1914. British and German troops were dug into their respective trenches, and morale had plummeted to new lows as both sides realized that they would not be coming home for Christmas. Cantus tenor Aaron Humble and bass Chris Foss.
And on calm evenings, the songs from one line would float to the trenches on the other side.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
And then eventually when it came Christmas time, people said, well, you know, why are we fighting when it's Christmas time? Here, this is where we're at, we need to celebrate this, the wonderful sentiments of the season. So they started singing Christmas carols to each other from across the trenches in a bunch of different languages, and they actually left the trenches in a bunch of different places along the front and came out and they celebrated the Christmas season together, sometimes up to 2 weeks, with each other, with the enemy troops, and then, you know, they eventually went back to their trenches and picked up their arms, and then they started fighting again. A lot of times, the troops actually had to be rotated off the line because they refused to fight each other again.
A sergeant major shouted, "Get down!" But we said, "Shut up, sergeant! It's Christmas time!"
About 90 to 95% of the actual spoken words are actually taken word for word from the letters that were written by soldiers from the pens of the people who were sitting in the trenches watching it happen.
Aaron, any thoughts along those lines in terms of what strikes you at a, you know, I guess a personal level?
Well, when I think about the truce, I think about the best of humanity coming through. This is a truce that was forged by the common man, by the lowest of the ranks in the armies, and it was the people at the top that were railing against it. And now, in modern day, warfare is not a human-to-human event very often. It's done remotely and by robots and machines. So it is pretty hard to imagine how this would ever be able to take place in modern times. And also the fact that these were countries at war, but they were also all from a Western European paradigm, you know, with, in many ways, a lot of cultural similarities. We don't have a lot of those similarities in our huge global society now, and I think that is something that, you know, many people experience on a personal level when they've traveled to a place that seems strange and foreign. They can have a human experience with someone with whom they thought they had nothing in common. But we have to put ourselves out there to let that happen and not just sort of hide behind our own fear. You know, this is a really unique Christmas program. It's a Christmas program that talks about the best parts of humanity, and so much of the time Christmas programming is light and maybe even saccharine, but this is not, and it's a different take and a refreshing look at our human experience for the holidays.
For a single night, no man's land was every man's land.
Cantus vocal ensemble tenor Aaron Humble, and before him we heard from bass Chris Foss. The Minneapolis-based Theater La Teda and Cantus will perform All is Calm, The Christmas Truce of 1914 by Peter Rothstein on Thursday night, November 21st at 7:30 in Brendel Recital Hall at Wake Forest University. It's part of the Seacrest Performance Series, and you'll find links to more information at wfdd.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.